Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. This week, I'm out and about again, and I visited Lidl Ireland's HQ to learn all about what a deposit return scheme is. I chatted to Elaine O'Connor, head of sustainability there, and started off by asking what her position entailed.
So Lidl have had a sustainability function within the business for a number of years, and my role is to work on our Better Tomorrow sustainability strategy, focusing on climate, packaging, recycling, or charity partnerships, reducing food waste as part of it. So it's quite wide-ranging what we work on when it comes to our sustainability. And what we saw in the store earlier on, in the area around where you see the return machines, you can see some of our messaging around our sustainability initiatives. So the more than 25,000 solar panels that we've rolled out across our stores and our warehouses. We have donated more than 4 million meals to charities through our food waste partner Food Cloud as well. So, yeah.
Return is Ireland's upcoming deposit return scheme, and it goes live on the 1st of February. It's a big piece of news that will be affecting consumers in Wicklow and all around the country. Return say that to date, over 60% of plastic bottles and cans are being collected for recycling through green bins, which means that over 30% are not collected, leading to increased littering. They say that by placing a value on the drinks containers, they're incentivizing consumers to return their bottles and cans in order to get their deposit back and discourage littering. I asked Elaine a little bit more about this.
So the deposit return scheme is part of the circular economy initiative. So it's really focused on increasing recycling rates and reducing waste. So from the 1st of February, you'll see the return logo on a aluminium can, steel drink container, or a PET plastic bottle from 150 millilitres up to 3 litres. And you will, once you buy your one of the containers within that with the return logo on it, you'll pay a deposit at the till. So once you have consumed all the liquid within that drink container, you will return that back to one of Lidl's 179 stores. We have two machines in each of those stores. So there's 358 machines in total across, again, the entirety of the Republic of Ireland where you can return your container and get your deposit back.
And it's been tested out already, I believe, since 2021. You've been kind of testing the waters with this project. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were the first retailer to trial the deposit return machines in our store in Glenageary. And then in the following year, in 2022, in Claremorris, County Mayo, again, to make it really, you know, easy for customers to return their containers back. And we have achieved over 2 million containers being returned back just to those two stores alone where the machines have been. And customers were incentivized as well to return their containers. And we paid out over more than 200,000 in money back vouchers to customers as well. And we had the luxury of being able to learn from Lidl countries where they already had return machines about how the process worked to make it really easy for customers to return their containers back to a Lidl store.
And that was Elaine O'Connor, Head of Sustainability at Lidl Ireland. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag ourstoprotect and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.com. cbc.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumisiún na mBan with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.